Our local election coverage continues here on KNKX, and Seattle has been juggling the interests of homeowners with the need to create more affordable housing. It's been one of the biggest issues animating the race for mayor. On average, 57 people move to Seattle every day, and that's been pushing home prices up faster than any other large metro area in the country. Both Carrie Moon and Jenny Durkin agree that Seattle is in the midst of a housing affordability crisis, but what are their ideas for solving it? 88.5's Ashley Gross posed that question to both candidates.
Seattle's Beacon Hill neighborhood is close to downtown, and it's one place where the rapid pace of change is palpable. Esther Little Dove John knows firsthand. She's an African-American and Native American community activist and musician, and she's a director of the Beacon Hill Council. In 2016, John got some bad news. Her landlord had sold the apartment building where she's lived for more than a decade.
Then, a few months later, I saw a placard saying that the building was going to be demolished.
The new owner wants to build 42 small units on the site. The building she's in has just 4 apartments. John and community activists are trying to block the development. John now calls herself the poster child for displacement in Seattle.
Can you describe, like, your feeling when you found out that the building was getting sold?
Oh, my gosh. It was like the... like I had descended into hell somehow. I wasn't planning on moving until I absolutely had to move because of, you know, I couldn't take care of myself anymore.
John is 65 years old. She pays $960 a month and says she can't find anything comparable. Both Carrie Moon and Jenny Durkin say people like Esther Little Dove John need to be able to stay in Seattle.
This isn't about politics as usual. This is about who are we going to be, and who gets to live here?
That is Carrie Moon. She's an urban planner by training and has never held elected office. She says in recent years, she's watched with dismay as longtime residents, especially people of color, have been forced to leave the city as rents surge. It's one big reason why she decided to jump into the race for mayor. Moon says the city needs to play a bigger role in helping nonprofits construct subsidized housing near transit hubs. And she wants to explore how to use the city's own surplus property for more affordable housing.
This land is just lying there, not being used. It's city-owned. How can we bring it into productive use for housing?
Still, Moon acknowledges that's not enough to solve the problem. About 1 in 7 households in Seattle pays more than half their income on housing. So Moon says we need to build more, including in areas zoned for single-family homes.
When you create a condition where there are 5,000 square foot lots, and you're only allowing one home to be on that lot, and you're blocking mother-in-laws, backyard cottages, people turning their homes into duplexes, we are creating a condition where only people at a certain wealth level can afford to live in that neighborhood.
But she says you can't dictate to neighborhoods in a top-down way. Instead, she advocates spelling out to residents the different options for adding more housing and getting their input. Moon's opponent, Jenny Durkin, also says she'd re-examine areas zoned for single-family homes.
I think every part of our city has to get denser. There's no part of our city that isn't going to get more crowded and more dense.
Durkin is a former U.S. attorney also running for office for the first time. She says she'd continue the upzone process that former Mayor Ed Murray started, but Durkin says she wants to incentivize developers to build more affordable housing in their projects instead of paying into a fund for units to be built elsewhere. She says that has negative consequences.
We are really segregating low-income housing from market-rate housing. And I think we have to have a blend. We want to have every kind of person living in every part of the city.
Durkin has other ideas for ways to help renters, including property tax relief for some landlords.
There's landlords that have decent rents now, but property taxes are rising so high, they raise the rents, and then people get displaced. I want to be able to go to those landlords and say, keep your rents down, we'll keep the property taxes down. Raise the rents, up go the property taxes, and you got to pay us back.
For Esther Little Dove John, the matter is urgent. Fellow activists are trying to help prevent her from being displaced. They pushed the city to hold a public meeting on the proposed development.
Elder Dove, could you stand, please? Put your hands together, come on!
One after another, people spoke about the stress of trying to live in an increasingly expensive city. Here are Jill Mangaliman and Mark Lowe.
Well, we need to keep people rooted in place, and we cannot continue to displace people.
We cannot allow ourselves to be pushed out no more.
John says she's been hunting for a new place to live, but so far, no luck. She signed up on the wait list for public housing through the Seattle Housing Authority.
I called them and I said, why haven't I gotten any play here? And they said, well, it's probably going to be 8 years before something comes up for you.
John says she hopes the next mayor prioritizes building affordable housing and market rate housing. She says everyone who wants to live here and stay here should be able to do so. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.